B-Pod Studios.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Morning Court is in session. Joining us today is Amy. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. Thank you for submitting your case to our Morning Court here. We'll see if we can help you out today with your situation with your mom. In the email, you say she's dating again. Is that a good thing?
I'm nervous about it.
Okay. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so it's been about 2 years since my dad died, and my mom's over 70. And she's gone on 3 dates with this guy who she really likes. And the thing is, he's coming on strong.
Okay.
Okay.
How so?
So, well, first, there's a little background.
Okay.
My mom is pretty wealthy.
Oh. Okay.
My dad and she worked a lot, and they saved a lot, and they made good investments. And she travels a lot and has timeshares and all of this stuff.
Okay.
So they met on Match. He lives in Hilton Head, and she has a timeshare there, so she met him, and they went on some dates, and my friends and I were down there during the week. We met him too, and so the first thing that was a red flag was he bought us all nice gifts, and there were 5 of us the first time we met.
Really?
And he also bought dinner. Yeah,
he bought
also dinner.
I mean, that's coming on pretty strong.
All 5.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And he's also pressuring my mom to come down and stay with him, and he already bought her this really expensive bracelet.
Okay.
After 3 dates? Wow.
Yeah.
I see what your concern is.
Yeah,
because
it's like, really?
Is it too good to be true is the question, right?
Right. And I don't know. I mean, maybe I've watched too many Dateline.
Okay.
No,
No
one can watch too many Datelines.
Yeah. I don't want to go there because it doesn't end well. And
but,
it's usually the Oh, boy. So have you checked this guy out at all and see what his background is?
Yeah, I mean, I did some like cursory checking and stuff, but nothing really comes up. But I don't know. There's just like a little voice in my head that says something's weird.
Well, I wonder if that voice is just the daughter. You know what I mean?
No, but sometimes it's the gut. Like, you know, you got to listen to your gut.
Coming on too. It's coming on very strong, though. I would say that. It's one thing to be a nice guy and you know,
right, but then there's another to be like weirdly
dinner
nice
and
yeah.
bright gifts.
Yeah, for everybody and an expensive bracelet. That's
okay.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I should call him and like talk to him about my concerns, but I don't know because if I'm wrong,
you mean just call him and just say you know you're nervous.
Yeah, or like, but if I'm wrong, he might like cut and run and my mom will be upset.
Oh, she will.
I don't know what to do.
So has your mom, has she dated at all? Is this her first time dating back on the scene?
No, she dated this one other guy, but yeah, he just ended up not being who she thought he was.
All right.
She's once bitten.
That's
so,
it.
Yeah. Okay.
Twice shy, isn't that how it goes? Okay. Yeah. You don't know where to butt in or butt out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
What do I do? Butt in or butt out?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, we understand.
Like butting
nervous,
in. Butting in's my favorite. If I was going to choose.
You're going to butt in, huh, LBF?
Well, yeah, because then, you know, but in a way that's a little bit, I don't know, less confrontational maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I take all my butting in cues for dating from Lifetime.
So,
but is there
I'm trying
a way
to make
like,
Amy feel wait, better.
Could
but
she
she's already brought up Dateline.
Hire somebody to take a look at it?
Hire somebody.
You know? I mean,
well,
like a private investigator?
Maybe. Maybe they'll just do like a quick background check.
That
like
is,
it's
that's
not like,
not
you know,
cheap.
You're gonna, I know, but like just a quick one, not like a deep dive.
Well, but if you talk to your mom and just say, look, this is moving a little too fast, mom, and you know, maybe that might be the way to go. Okay, but
yeah,
we'll see.
Yeah, maybe. I was afraid to upset her, but like,
true.
I don't know if that's the best option. I'm willing to do it.
Okay, so let's do this. Let's take some phone calls for Amy today. You can hear the concern in her voice for her mom. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I get it. It's one thing to lose your dad and then to you know have someone try to, you know, you might you sweep in and sweep your mom away.
Right.
And
yeah.
like you said, mom's got some assets. You're wealthy, you know? So,
right.
Very concerning. Okay, 888-410-1057. Let's see if we can help Amy out. What do you suggest she do, if anything, is the question, okay? Amy, stay tuned. You're going to hear some good advice. Rest easy. I'm sure your mom, you know, she knows what she's doing, right?
Yeah, I hope so.
Okay, all right, good. We'll see if we can help. Thank you, Amy.
Ray, thank you so much.
All right, so what Amy didn't say in the call there... on her email was the guy's much younger. He's like 50. So does that adds a little more you know.
Intrigue?
Yeah.
What's he doing?
She's 70, he's 50. I don't know. I don't want to be ageist, but what do you think? 888-410-1057. Should she be concerned or just let it ride? What would you do? 1057 WROR, 80s and more. It's 650. That's Counting Crows. Big Yellow Taxi. Now it'd be just an Uber.
Big yellow Uber?
Big Yellow Uber.
Okay.
Game. Not the same, is it?
No, it doesn't have the same.
Lose a little charm because this paints a picture.
It sure does.
And Amy would like to stick her mom's new boyfriend in a yellow taxi and have him drive far, far away. She's very suspicious. She's her mom is 70. Just starting dated about, her dad died 2 years ago. So she's been on 3 dates with this one guy who's coming on super strong, okay? So mom, you know, has got some money. So there's some concerns there.
Yep, yeah.
Amy's feeling some red flags. So Emmy, what do you say about that?
Well, the first thing I think, and it sounds like she hasn't done this yet, but the first thing I think she needs to really sit down with her mom and just have a conversation with her, you know, like... I think her mom won't be upset if she knows it's coming from a place of caring and say, hey, mom, I have a few concerns. Maybe you know something I don't. Like, you know, her mom's the one that's been on the date, so maybe her mom has a little more insight, you know, just have a conversation. But then the other thing is there are plenty of websites that she doesn't have to hire a PI or anything, but you can pay like $20-$30 and do a full background check, and it'll give you like criminal records. It'll give you all sorts of stuff like past addresses, anything like that, that might be more red flags that she's, you know, just, or could totally alleviate concerns. But I think that might be her best two options right now, is just to dig a little deeper herself and have a conversation with mom.
If he's using his real name.
There
is that.
That's,
you know,
the other flag.
Yeah, you know, do the best you can. And like, yeah, that's the other thing, is if nothing comes up, then hi, major red flag. So.
Right. Okay.
But yeah, that's conversation with mom is definitely a priority.
I think at 20, that would be money well spent.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you could either have the conversation first and say you're going to do it, or do it and then say, you know.
Have a little ammo.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's good, Emmy. Thank you.
Feels,
good call.
Good luck, Amy.
Have a great day.
You too.
I don't think she'd be as concerned if it was, you know, he wants to fly her to Hilton Head after 3 dates. Right. Come down. So she's just, you know, there's a whiff of, too fast. So let's say, hi, ROR is, you're up next. What do you think?
My advice would be, first of all, I have hired a private investigator in the past to do a, you know, outside, you know, not a deep dive. And it wasn't that expensive. And
how expensive was it? I would be curious.
Well, it was through a personal friend, so I'm not sure what he would charge her. That said, I think she should offer to go with her mother. Tell her not to go alone.
Okay. Yeah, she's clearly, you know, you got to go with your gut, right?
Yeah, you do.
So your gut's telling her something. All right, so that's good advice, and maybe she ought to look at the price of a private investigator. Thank you.
Okay, take care.
Bye. So the question is that going too far on your mom's behalf to do some your own background checks after 3 dates?
Yeah.
Is it too much too soon? What do you think? All right, 888-410-1057. What do you think? 1057 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. I just talked to Amy. You know, she's a daughter, so she's very concerned that her mother, who's a widow, is back on the dating scene with a guy in Hilton Head who's coming on strong.
Uh-oh.
Buying gifts, invited her, you know, mom to come stay with him. Oh, and here's the thing. He's approximately 20 years younger, so that's another thing that Amy is concerned about. Okay, so what do you think, Michelle?
So, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you. Can you hear us?
Yeah.
Okay,
so
go.
Two things. One, when my mom was relatively recently divorced from my dad, she was living in Hilton Head in the Sea Pines area and met and ultimately married this con man. Can I say his name?
First name only.
His first name is Joe.
Joe, okay.
Absolute con man scumbag. Exactly the same kind of thing. Came on really strong, like he was generous, like he was, you know, just would do anything for her. And the whole family was like, Mom, you know, we could see right through him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, red flags all over the place. She, of course, married him, only to divorce him within 2 years, because she ultimately realized that he was drugging her
What?
With Ambien in her food.
No.
And, you know, it's just a total nightmare. So, the red flags are red flags. Pay attention.
Yeah.
And B, if it's just Sky Joe on Hilton Head Island, like run far away and fast.
Wow. How old was Joe?
And, at the time, I would have to guess in his 50s.
Oh, oh, this guy's in his 50s.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Wow.
So, well, it was scary.
Okay.
It was really scary.
I don't know if it's Joe, but Amy's listening, so maybe.
I don't know, but anyway. Yeah. I was, you know, and my mom has since dated another guy, same thing, whole family saw red flags that she just didn't see for a while. This time she had the sense not to marry him until the red flags made themselves apparent to her.
Oh, my God.
But, you know, it's not, sometimes the red flags, like, if it's not, you know, your own grief about your father and your mom moving on, those red flags mean something. And, you know, talk to your mom's friends who may have met him as well, because in my mom's case, it was family and friends who all saw the red flags, and she was the only one.
How's mom now? Is she okay, Michelle?
She's fine, yeah, thanks. She's great.
Wow.
So good luck to Amy.
All right, Amy, if his name's Joe, give Michelle a call. She'd love to talk to you.
Oh, my God, 100%.
Okay. Thanks, Michelle. That's a heck of a story. A Hilton Head, same thing. All right, let's see. Let's go to Kristen. What do you think?
Oh, so many red flags.
Go ahead.
I was on the fence until I heard you say the guy was 50.
Yeah.
And I'm in my early 50s, and unfortunately I'm the dating market, and it is disgusting out here.
Ooh.
And then for a 50-year-old to be courting a 70-year-old, I understand her concerns, and what she really needs to do is take it very, very cautiously, and if she starts getting asked for money or anything like that, she needs to cut and run as fast as she can.
Yeah.
But personally, there's something really shady.
You're suspicious just because of the age difference,
and she's
right?
in the market.
And you're in the market, and you know that,
the age difference, I mean, and forgive me, but what 50-year-old guy is going to go after a 70-year-old woman unless
there's some money. Okay, thank you, Kristen. Good stuff.
Thank
Good
you.
Luck out there. Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks.
Yeah, so that's what really stuck with Kristen is the age difference. And you know, she's got a point.
Yeah.
But people are dating, you know, much more broader age ranges these days, too.
So. Yeah.
All right, so what do you think? 888-410-1057. Amy's listening, and it's urgent.
Oh, God, I knew it.
It's urgent.
I knew it.
That you call, right?
Huh?
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, we spoke with Amy in Morning Court today. She's a little concerned, and I think she should be. Her mom is a widow, 70. And she's had three dates with a guy much younger, 50s or something like that.
Yeah.
She's got money.
Yep.
Just, you know, because her mom and dad worked for it. And now Amy's concerned that, this guy could be a gold digger, right?
Yeah.
She sees a lot of flags, a lot of red flags here. What to do? Right?
Yeah, I know.
After three dates, he's invited her to Hilton Head.
Oh, after three dates?
Yeah, come on down, and mom's packing her bags.
Really?
Right?
Hmm.
So let's see what you guys think about that. Should she investigate the guy, ask questions? Well, let's see. Good morning, Rick, you're first. What do you say?
Good morning, guys. I would say absolutely trust your gut on this one. I mean, if there's nothing wrong, that's awesome, but unfortunately, if you're getting that little feeling, most of the time, in my case, there's something wrong.
I think because he's coming on strong.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
That's the thing. Yep. He might just be, head over heels.
Maybe. He's a great guy.
Yeah, we don't know, but we need to find out, right?
Absolutely. Okay. Unfortunately, that little voice is usually right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I always listen to my little voice. Absolutely.
Really?
Oh, absolutely.
Maybe
it's
like,
shouldn't.
You want to get a sandwich?
Yeah.
All right, Brian. Got to eat. What do you say to Amy today? What do you think, Don?
I think that depends on the guy. Some 50-year-olds looking for a mommy figure. Some of them are tired of dating people their own age. I think it always pays to use resources like Google and search engines, including Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah.
Just use this man's name. see what you can find on him. There may be something really obvious there.
Just do a preliminary search, right?
Right.
And see if there's anything there.
Then there's also, if you know people in the police department, they may be willing to put his name out there and see if there's anything obvious about him that you may not pick up as someone that's not in law enforcement.
Right.
It's like the guy who had a problem with one woman. She disappears. 10 years later, another one disappears. There's a little red flag here and there, but things get forgotten over the years. So ask your friends, too, what they think. They may have better ideas than the search engines.
Good. Just see if he comes clean. Okay, thanks, Don.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Tom, good morning.
Hi.
Hi, what do you think?
I think that Amy should get one of her, attractive friends her age to make a run at the guy, see if his line's still in the water. Is he still...
You like that? If his line is still in the water. Right.
Yeah, is he still fishing? And is he playing the field? Or is he serious about her mother? I mean, that's one way of...
Yeah, that's...
Well, listen, there's
a look.
There's a whole TV show called Cheaters. I'm not sure if that's still on, but that's what they would do. Or they would test, right?
Right, exactly.
Yep.
So
yep.
Just see if his pole is still... Well, his fishing pole is still active.
Bob.
Right, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah,
an active.
You know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, we all got it.
All right, Tom, I got it.
Yeah, I love you guys every day, all day.
Thank you, Tom.
That's so nice, Tom. Thank you.
Yeah, Tom thinks she ought to bait the hook, see if he bites. I like that idea. You don't like it?
I don't know how to fish.
Hey, Tom, can we borrow your fishing pole?
Anytime.
See you, Tom. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
We can't, but I like it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She could do that online.
Yes.
Because if he was on Match, if she finds him,
mm-hmm.
she could just come on and be like, or have somebody, an attractive woman.
Yep.
Just go.
See?
Yeah. I'm looking at one right now.
I'm too old for it. I'm too young for
her. Anyway.
Not a fish.
So she's got rights to be concerned. A lot of folks said go online. You could do these little online searches that cost $29.99 and just do it that way.
Cool.
Because I see more red flags than a Putin parade.
Look at you.
Right? Okay. A lot of red flags at a Putin parade, wouldn't there be?
There would be.
There would be.
Yeah.
It's the Red Scare.
That's right. Anyway, good luck, Amy. Just do that. Start with that. Trust your gut. Okay.
Yes, I always trust my gut.
Trust me. I trust. Hey, speaking of
guts?
I baked the, I'm not going to say the best, other than my best effort yet at making sourdough bread.
All right.
So remember, you got the starter. I got the starter.
Yep.
I made some.
You started. I didn't.
I started it. And I made some sourdough bread. Brian can't taste it because he's gluten-free, but would you mind tasting my sourdough bread coming up if I...
Get in my belly.
Okay, just trust your gut, all right? Just let me know what you think.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.